Good morning, I'm Burns Fisher, the Worship Associates. The reading this morning is from a sermon by Jean Nuviar. For those of you who kind of remember that name, but maybe don't quite place her, she used to be the co-minister at our Milford UU Church and has been connected with the denomination for a long time. Jean's sermon reads, or this part, "In Africa, there is a tribe that counts a child's birthday from the day that the child first appears as a thought in the mother's mind. She, the mother, sits out in the forest listening for the child's song. When it comes to her, she returns to the tribe to find the man that she wants to be the child's father. She teaches him the child's song so that as the child is conceived, they can sing it and invite the child to join them. The mother sings the child's song to it while it is in the womb. She teaches the song to the tribal midwives so they can sing the child's song when it's being born. The whole village learns that the child's song so that when it is hurt, it can be held and enfolded in its song. Even in death, the villager is cradled and cared for by his or her song. How rich and safe our whole world might be if every child could feel so honored, so worthy, so cared for." Let's spend a moment in silent meditation. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart, even if we don't have a song of our own. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.